Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Halloween for a kid has got to be, other than Christmas, it's got to be the best day of the year, right? If you're a kid, what's better than Halloween? Everyone in the world is just giving you candy for free. And and your mom and dad let you eat it.
Is it better than your birthday?
Oh, that's a good one. Maybe third. It comes in third.
See, because depending on how you live growing up as a kid, because our kids are not growing up like we did. Mm-hmm. Our kids are growing up different. Mm-hmm. And even as a kid growing up how I did, I appreciated the Duncan Hines cake mix and the Neapolitan ice cream from Thrifty's.
Right.
So I was okay with that. But then I watched some of these parties and some of the stuff that go on now.
It's extra, man.
Yeah, super extra. Some of the
I'm looking at homes. I'm like, what y'all spending? Like a 50 to 100 grand like on
a kid's
decorations?
Birthday? That's something wrong with that.
Holiday decorations? No. What are we doing here?
That's light.
Yeah, but I don't care how much money you got. Someone in your family, a cousin, something could use a college education, and you're spending that on Halloween decorations. Calm down.
My daughter came out this house with this big-ass candy bar the other day. It seemed like it was the size of her. I'm like, who buying candy bars?
I know, but Halloween, I think he is right. I think it's – and by the way, I'm Jewish, so we do Hanukkah, and that was a big miscalculation on the part of my
Jewish
people.
Max?
Yeah, big miscalculation. Really? Yeah, big miscalculation on the part of my people. To do the 8 days. I think it was like, oh, you got 1 day for Christmas, huh? All right, we'll do 8 days for Hanukkah. You like that better, right, kids? But what we did is we turned the Super Bowl into the World Series. You never want to do that. We spread it out too thin. Christmas got it right, boy. It's everything on 1 day. So I think it's birthday, Christmas, Halloween, right? Halloween comes in third.
Halloween ain't nothing but a bunch of candy.
Yeah, but for a kid? You're a kid, you get candy, and it's free, and everyone's giving it to you?
See, we're weird with that stuff. We believe it or not. We always, even when I was a kid, man, we get all the candy, and it's like, take out your 10 best, and that's it. Give us the rest, and we'll donate it. That's how we are. We don't, we ain't really, you know, my kids is all little healthy vegan. We don't even have, I had to go buy Ruffle potato chips and stuff. Jay almost cursed. Went in the pantry yesterday morning to look for the chips and all the stuff. Man, I started seeing flaxseed chips with wheat corn, and I was like,
flaxseed chips?
What the hell is that?
Yeah. Flaxseed chips.
But you know what? I'm happy when I see that. I'm like, oh look, maybe it tastes like a chip.
No, these people that's coming to my house want salt.
They want
more salt. Yeah. And I was like, I had to go out because it was literally off brand. Organic, healthy, come on, man. I want real Cheetos. I don't want Trader Joe Cheetos.
Yeah.
No.
How did you get so into cooking? Because every time you tell a story, you wind up cooking for 20 people at the spur of the moment. And it's never simple. It's always something that requires a little cooking skill. What got you so into cooking?
Moms, man. It's my mother, my family. You know, we big cookers in our household. And yesterday was no different. Like, it was thousands. By the time Halloween got to the mid-evening, thousands of people was in our streets, and it just goes from house to house. So we probably had, I don't know, man, we started off with 30 to 40 people. Then we had probably another 40 to 50 people in our backyard, just probably in our whole house. I bet you it was no more than 100, no less than 80 going in and out of our, we just left the doors open, garage door open. We just was like living in a barn.
Yeah.
And it's just fun. And so what I did yesterday morning is I got up because I couldn't sleep. I was on East Coast time, so I went to bed hella early after USC won. I went to sleep, and then I woke up in the middle of the night. So as soon as 6 o'clock hit, I ran to the grocery store. I checked the pantry and everything, the refrigerator, did my shopping list, ran to the store, got stuff, and said, I'm getting ready to empty out the pantry. I'm getting ready to empty out the freezer and the refrigerator. And I'm just going to cook whatever we got. So I found fillets and fish and halibut and salmon and spaghetti. And I just put it all together and just put it all out on the big counter and let it go.
The skill that comes with that is really the timing of everything. Like, I can whip something up, but if it's a bunch of people, the timing to get it all together is very difficult.
They were tripping off of that because I walked with everybody. And then I went back home. And so by the time I got home, it was probably a 45-minute time between everybody starting to come, and I had like my stove got, I think it's 8 burners. I probably had on all 8 burners going.
That's nuts.
I had the air fryer going with the cauliflower.
Yeah, but you know, like anything, it's experience. The more experience you have, the more you can do it quick.
And then when my wife came,
it's the preparation of it though. That's the part.
But it was easy though, Jay. Once I start chopping the little, once I dropped the fillets and hit them real quick, and I chopped them up, and then I put the toothpicks in. And then my wife came. She started putting the toothpicks in the salmon and stuff. And then once the air fryer was done,
you know what's crazy, Key?
What you're doing?
You're talking about it. The fillets take a different amount of time than the salmon. You got to flip them. You got to keep track of when they're on.
Yeah,
there's a lot of stuff going on. It's not all the same time or the same
heat. I had the halibut in the salmon, the aluminum foil in the oven. I had the pineapple turkey meatballs in the oven on two different temperatures, one on the top oven, one on the bottom oven.
It's a lot to
I had that going.
People in the car came and see how fast good. Key's damn hands
you
are
been
moving. Key's hands like, why are you talking? Just, you see him actually doing it.
With that playbook, you should have been a quarterback. Key, you got the whole playbook down.
You'll see me soon on Iron Chef coming to you soon. So you'll see my skills.
Well, this is Keyshawn J. Willimax on ESPN Radio. Cowboys beat the Vikings last night without their quarterback, Dak Prescott. Here is Cowboys head coach Mike McCarthy on how Cooper Rush, the backup, did yesterday.
I knew it was going to be a little bit of a moment until we got settled in. That's normal coming over here. I mean, they've done a great job with their home field environment. And I thought once he got settled in, he ran the offense and handled the adjustments, you know, throughout the game. And it's really the way our season's gone. I think our coaching staffs are doing a really good job of in-game adjustments. I think communication between the players and just, you know, going through it. And we got to do a much better job in the penalties. We spent the whole bye week breaking them down and going back through them. And you know, we had way too many again tonight.
Jay, what does it say to you that the Cowboys picked up this win without Dak Prescott?
I thought it was, like I said at the top of the show, that defense has been the one thing that I've been worried about for the Cowboys. I think every Cowboy fan has talked about how historically bad the defense was last year. And the defense won in the game. Cooper Rush run in the game as well, Amari Cooper and company. But that defense played exceptionally well. And I think when you start seeing the rise, like stock, if you're taking a defensive stock, right, it's a small chip company last year. But now you're watching like, man, I'm so glad I invested in that stock, because that stock is starting to go up and up and up. And it's starting to get to that point where you're like, how far is that stock off from where the Cowboys offense is? Not that far. And the Cowboys offense has a chance to be electric this year with Dak playing at an MVP type level.
Key, you like the defense as much as Jay does?
I like where they're coming. I like they're headed in the right direction. When you look at Micah Parsons and you look at and they're doing all this without DeMarcus Lawrence in the lineup.
Mm-hmm.
So when you get that back and you continue to develop the secondary with Trayvon Diggs, and they learn exactly what Dan Quinn is looking for, which is a lot like he was in Seattle with the defense in early stages of Atlanta with that defense, I think this team, you know, it's countless ceiling for them. I mean, they can go all the way through the roof. I strongly, truly believe that. It is not about the this is the same old Cowboys anymore. This is a different football team. This is a different philosophy on how they're approaching things. You know, I'd be shocked if the Cowboys didn't get the number one seed. I'd be shocked.
You know, it's the timing is right, too. Dak, who was a good young quarterback, always said he reminded me of Tom Brady or Russell Wilson on, you know, good teams early, those guys. Their brand was a little better than maybe the performance because they were just kind of game managers, big on third down. But by being in the right environment, getting better, 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 it became like a self-fulfilling prophecy where they became truly great quarterbacks who could carry an offense. And Dak, you see a similar trajectory, and right as he looks like he's entering his prime and he's really got mastery, like complete mastery, they have the team around him. Whereas you said,
but he was never Charlie Checkdown.
No, I know. And by the way, like, look, he was you could see from the first preseason game. It was like, ooh, who's this guy, right? Look at this. But the point is, he's gotten better and better. He's in his prime. He's better than he was his first or second season now. And they got a better team around him, too, where you said DeMarcus Lawrence isn't even there. Look at the defense. Amari Cooper not there for a lot of the season. Look at the offense. It is scary how deep and good this team is. And then, of course, all the years since the last Super Bowl, every year they don't win it. it's going to be, oh, they can't do it, but only one team can win the Super Bowl. Key, can they win the Super Bowl this year, the Dallas Cowboys?
I think they can. Yes. I think they can win the Super Bowl. I believe they can win the Super Bowl. It's going to take some good fortune and luck, obviously, right? But I think that when you look at the teams, you talk about the Cowboys, you talk about the Green Bay Packers. And, you know, I know Jay likes Arizona, and I was actually on Gambo's show on Friday on a blind call.
Wait, you called him just out of the blue?
On a blind call.
Yeah, I called him on a blind call and gave him the business. I told him, I said, go, Pack, go. And then I said it about four or five times. He's like, Keyshawn? Keyshawn? You know. And so, but I think when you look at the Green Bay, right, you look at the Rams, you look at the Bucks, the Cowboys, you know, and Arizona's there. But again, I'm not, it's okay. They're all right. But those four teams to me, or the cream of the crop in the NFC. And then if the New Orleans Saints get the quarterback situation together, they're going to be a coming.
Lewis Riddick, Monday Night Football of Monday Night Football fame, joins us via the Goodyear Hotline. Lou, thanks for jumping on with us. Good morning. Good Halloween for you.
Yeah, man. I spent it in a hotel watching football, but it was all good, though. I saw all the pictures, everybody else having fun, so that was good.
First Halloween ever. My kids all had their own thing. I didn't go anywhere. I just got to watch football all day. Wasn't the worst thing in the world. What was your reaction to the Cowboys starting Cooper Rush instead of Dak and then getting the win last night?
Yeah, it's similar to how you feel about Green Bay beating Arizona when they are depleted and other people just have to step up. That is a huge confidence boost to a team that's already really confident. That even when the guy who right now is in that quarterback matrix and playing as well as anybody isn't with us, we can still go into a hostile territory, national primetime game, and win a football game because we're just that good. We're just that deep. We're that resourceful. We've got a chemistry on this football team that is that's unique, and we need to make sure that we ride this thing all the way to the very end. That's how I'd be feeling if I was Dallas right now, and that's how it looks like they're playing. And but they're going to be there. They're going to be there right to the very end, and they have definitely thrown themselves right into the middle of the race to be the NFC representative out in LA in the Super Bowl. There's no question about that. You can hate that all you want if you're a Dallas Cowboy hater and believe that they're going to have some kind of late season collapse if you want. I just don't see it happening. I think this team's going to be there right at the end. They'll be one of the – I don't know if I want to say they'll be one of the final four teams, but I think they have a very good shot to be one of the final four teams playing for a chance to go to the Super Bowl.
Hey, guys, this just in from Adam Schefter, Titans running back Key, Lou, Jay – Titans running back Derrick Henry suffered a potentially season-ending foot injury during Sunday's 34-31 win over the Colts. Remember, three in a row, the Bills, the Chiefs, and the Colts. And that offense runs through Derrick Henry. He's undergoing an MRI today to determine the full extent of the damage. Lou, we got you right here. What are your thoughts? What's your reaction to that?
Yeah, that's devastating. I mean, that's devastating for them because of everything that he does for the offense and for Ryan Tannehill and how they play off of one another and how the passing game really flows off of Derrick Henry, how Derrick Henry benefits from the passing game when it's rolling like it was, like it has been the past couple of weeks. I mean, that's just huge, man. I mean, you're talking about an MVP candidate. You're talking about a guy who's just a very unique offensive weapon, a guy who he's the engine down there in Tennessee. And having just been down there and talked to him and talked to that football team and seen him up close and personal, seeing the kind of effect that he has on the team, the kind of energy he brings, the kind of all that, you know, he kind of leaves everybody, you know, feeling, or, you know, that all just very blown away feeling that he leaves you with when you see just how big and physical and charismatic he is. I mean, that's devastating. I'm hoping for the best. I saw that game yesterday. I saw him walking around on the sideline, and I saw him with his shoe off, and he looked concerned. But obviously, you know, you don't try to play TV doctor. But damn, that's a gut punch, man. That's a gut punch. All you can do is pray for the best for him and hope that it's not season-ending, because that's huge. That'll be hard to overcome for them.
Yeah, Lewis mentioned the engine that makes the team go, and you know what happens when things don't go well when you don't have an engine. That's exactly what this is getting ready to happen to the Tennessee Titans. When they don't have that engine to that vehicle, this engine won't be going. They are not going to all of a sudden turn to Ryan Tannehill and Julio Jones and A.J. Brown when they don't have Derrick Henry in there to be able to do what he's capable of doing, which is strike the fear of God into you as a running back. If he can't come back, I'm on record of saying the Tennessee Titans are through for the year.
Yep. It would seem that way, Jay.
Lewis, if just from a GM perspective, how does this make you look at what is the right usage rate for Derrick Henry? Because I've heard this conversation so many times about the amount of carries he gets. And it's, well, it's just how Tennessee plays. Like, if you're him moving forward in this stage of your career, you're looking at a situation like, hey, guys, can we lessen that load to agree that I need to carry each and every night?
Yeah, look, I don't know, Jay, honestly, if this injury, you know, whatever he's dealing with is something that is, you know, load specific, if that's what causes it, or if it's just something where he stepped the wrong way, or, you know, you just don't know. You don't know. I mean, I don't want to start speculating about the fact that, well, this is why you need to, lessen the load. This is why you need a little bit more of a rotation at running back, because if you see the kid in person and you see how well he takes care of himself and you see just how, you know, he has been able to withstand the kind of usage that he has, you know, that he has really experienced throughout his career, you wouldn't feel as though that he was being overused. You wouldn't get the feeling that, look, we need to back down and lessen some of the burden on him. And until we find out exactly what caused this injury and what exactly it is and why this kind of thing happened, I don't think it would be fair to say, look, this is why you can't use him as much as you do, because this is what happened.
It's such a killer. Lou, it's such a killer. I want to squeeze in the Giants before we let you go. But such a killer with Derrick Henry, because in addition to everything else, he's clutch. Like, and when I say that, I mean everyone knows what's coming. It's the playoffs. The whole defense is centered around it. He'll still get you 150 yards and a touchdown. Like, he's unbelievable, and I don't see how you can replace him. The Monday Night Football preview is brought to you by Progressive Insurance, by the way. Speaking of running backs being out, Chiefs-Giants tonight, Lewis Riddick here on Keyshawn, J. Will and Max on ESPN Radio. The game is on ESPN, of course, Monday Night Football. The Giants won't have Saquon, won't have Kenny Golladay. What should we expect in this game, Lou?
I think this will be the Daniel Jones show for the New York Giants. I think that's what you should expect to see. And by that, I mean this. I think the ball will be in the air a lot. I think you will see the short passing game be kind of how they really try to move the ball from a run game, quote unquote, perspective, meaning get the ball in the hands of wide receivers quickly and let them run and go with it. If Kadarius Toney plays, I think you're in for a treat. I think the people who have seen Kadarius Toney play this year, the rookie out of Florida, know that he is as electric of a wide receiver and as a ball carrier as there is in the NFL, period. And that's not hyperbole. This kid is for real, and he is a problem. And if he plays, that's going to be fun to watch. And I think you should expect to see Daniel Jones carry the ball a lot, too, on some design quarterback run, getting outside the pocket. You know, some of the things you saw him do last week, they will do whatever is necessary to make up for not having Saquon there from a run game perspective. And I think their whole mantra is, you know, look, we're going to manage this football game however we see fit in order to score points, because they know they're going to need to score them, because Kansas City's motivated now. This team is kind of pissed off. And they're pissed off at themselves first, and over the fact that people are doubting them and all of a sudden saying the dynasty's over, Patrick's overpaid, you know, they paid too much for Frank Clark and all that. They're tired. They're hearing it. They're hearing it. So expect them to come out fast, too, and having it be bombs away.
Real quick, Lewis, I want to ask you this before we let you go. Should the Saints sign Cam Newton?
I don't know, Key. I mean, it's... You know, I've been down there a couple times this year, and I know how much Sean believes in Trevor Siemian as far as how he can run his offense, and you know how he feels about Taysom. I don't know. I mean, at this point, could they do enough with Cam and get Cam up to speed enough within the context of their offense, and can Sean construct an offense to where it would really be a benefit to him at this point in the year? If it is, then do it. I don't know. I trust Sean 100%. You know he's one of the best play callers there is, period. The guy can design stuff out of nothing. So if they feel it's the best for their football team, then I'm sure he'll do it, because he don't care. He don't care. I've been able to talk to this guy a lot over the past year, and there's nobody who I like talking to more about offensive football. If he thinks it's best and that's what they need, he'll do it. I know that for a fact.
That is Lewis Riddick here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ladies and gentlemen. Monday Night Football analyst on the Goodyear Hotline. You can check Lewis out tonight on Monday Night Football, Giants at Chiefs, this Monday. Thank you, Lou. Appreciate you jumping on with us.
You got it, guys. Thanks, all right, take care. Right.
The Monday Night Preview is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Pet protection comes free with auto collision coverage. Visit progressive.com. And coming up, we're going to continue to react. Oh, we have Adam Schefter on the line right now. Excuse me. So we're not going to go to break because we are staying right where we are because this is a major story. Derrick Henry suffered a potentially season-ending foot injury, and Adam Schefter is on the Goodyear Hotline right now to tell us about it. What's the latest with Derrick Henry, Adam?
That is the latest, Max. It looks like Derrick Henry suffered what could very well be a potentially season-ending foot injury during yesterday's win in Indianapolis against the Colts. He's undergoing an MRI this morning to confirm the extent of the injury so they can make a full determination about what exactly it is and how long he'll miss. But the fear and sense right now is that Derrick Henry's season very well is going to be over here, and we'll wait for the MRI to confirm that news or to go the other way, which would be the hope here in this particular situation. And if he is out indefinitely, if not for the season, then that would be the loss of arguably a player who is more important to that team than any other team in the league, a man who has been there, the bulk, the focus of their offense, a man who had over 2,000 rushing yards last year, was on pace to do something similar this year. You can make the argument whether he wins the most valuable player in football or not. He very well might be the most valuable player in football. And the Titans, who won a big game yesterday, who are certainly poised to win the AFC South again, look like they're going to have to now do this without the man who's essentially carried that franchise, carried the football and carried that franchise, because Derrick Henry has a significant foot injury that looks like it could very well end his season.
Adam, we're about 24 hours or a little bit over 24 hours before the trade deadline ends. Is there a running back out there that the Titans could potentially look to that's on another team?
Well, first of all, Key, I don't care who you're getting at the trade deadline. There's no running back that you could trade for that could even replace Derrick Henry.
True.
So you look at their roster, they've got Jeremy McNichols. they've got some other backs, but the fact of the matter is, I mean, you go through the mental exercise in your mind, because this just happened, to think, okay, well, what back would be available that they could go out and get? And I'm trying to think of one right now. In my mind, I mean, Todd Gurley's still on the street looking for work. That would be one option. Is there a team out there that's losing games? I mean, the Texans just gave away Mark Ingram last week. Could you go to Denver and try to convince them to trade Melvin Gordon? Mm-hmm. Could you try that? There's an idea right there. And I can guarantee you that the Titans will be going through this exercise here over the next 24-plus hours leading up to the Tuesday 4 p.m. Eastern trade deadline to try to go get a replacement. But, I mean, look, I don't care who they trade for. You know, they could trade for Earl Campbell, and you're just not going to be able to replace Derrick Henry.
No, he's one of a kind. It was an MVP candidate, and now may be out for the season. That was Adam Schefter, breaking news. Thank you, Adam. Appreciate you jumping on with us like that. Big time. Huge news for Schefty jumping on with us in short notice. Coming up, and again, the news is Derrick Henry may have suffered a season-ending foot injury for a team that just beat the Bills, Chiefs, and rival Colts in consecutive weeks.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack your 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th, one-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
All right, so Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio are presented by Progressive Insurance. All phone guests on the Goodyear Hotline, we're continuing to react to the breaking news. Titans running back Derrick Henry suffered a potentially season-ending foot injury yesterday. Here is Adam Schefter from minutes ago here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio.
Derrick Henry's season very well is going to be over here, and we'll wait for the MRI to confirm that news or to go the other way, which would be the hope here in this particular situation. And if he is out indefinitely, if not for the season, then that would be the loss of arguably a player who is more important to that team than any other team in the league, a man who has been their the bulk, the focus of their offense, a man who had over 2,000 rushing yards last year, was on pace to do something similar this year. You can make the argument whether he wins the most valuable player in football or not. He very well might be the most valuable player in football.
He might be. And furthermore, Key, he's irreplaceable. Like, you know, you have incredible all-world type backs, right? Like, they're, you know, if you look at someone like Alvin Kamara, there is a Christian McCaffrey, there is a Saquon Barkley. When you look at Derrick Henry, there's only one Derrick Henry. What do you do? Even if some team, like, I know no team's going to give up a guy like that, but even if they would, he doesn't exist. There's just one guy like that.
Really, Max? He's like, I don't think anybody will give up. Yeah, if I got Derrick Henry, why the hell would I give you Derrick Henry?
Of course.
I wonder, and I know Tony Dews, the running back coach at Tennessee. I'm actually going to call him when I'm off the show just to pick his brain. I wonder if where's Bo Scarborough at? I'm just looking for the big kind of like
losing guy.
Yeah, where's he at? Remember him at Alabama?
Yes.
I wonder where he is right now in terms. I'm sure he's probably on somebody's roster, practice squad or something. But yeah, if he's not in the lineup for Tennessee, man, Tennessee is done. It's a wrap, because all of a sudden you're not getting ready to strike fear in my defense with Tannehill, a banged up Julio Jones, which, by the way, Julio, this was the knock on Julio in Atlanta. He was always injured, and here we are again. The same kind of story is happening to him in Tennessee. In A.J. Brown, you're not going to throw the ball all over the lot and get away from what you are found. Your foundation is a running team setting up the pass.
You know, I started thinking about this as the news broke, and you start thinking about the trickle down effect that happens throughout the rest of the league with great running backs like that. But you think about this particular division. And you sit there and you say, okay, we just watched the Colts lose the other day. But then how much more pressure, Max and Key, does this put on Frank Reich and Carson Wentz to get it figured out? Right? All right, Derrick Henry goes down.
That's a great point.
Let's go.
How many losses do they have? Five?
What was the question?
I'm going to look up the standings
right
now.
Two and five right now?
The Colts are 3-5.
They have 3 wins.
3-5, yeah. 3-5.
3-5.
And Tennessee has two?
Tennessee is 6-2.
But it's such a good point, Key, because a second ago, before this injury, we're like, well, that basically wraps up the division. They're three games up. They got the sweep of the series already. And now all of a sudden, wouldn't you say the Colts, this breathes life into the Colts?
Yes. Absolutely. Because you can win this division at 10-7.
Yeah, 17 games too. I wasn't even thinking that because of the extra game. You got
more
runway. Yeah,
you can win the division at 10-7. You might even be able to win the division at 9-. Do my math for me real quick.
9-8.
9-8.
9-8.
And Key, look at this. The next two games that the Colts have, you talk about how the schedule sometimes could be the best remedy, right? They play we'll see. Well, the Jets, and then they play the Jags, even though the Jets do have that great win with Mike White that they had. But still, the Jets and the Jets Jags before they have –
Jets ain't going to win two in a row.
Okay, so at home versus the Jets, at home versus the Jags, and then they have a big contest on the 21st of November on the road versus the Bills.
Yeah, meantime, the Titans got to go to the Rams and then host the Saints.
The Saints, it's going to get interesting.
That's
it
tough.
It puts a lot more pressure on the Colts and Frank Wright to get this thing figured out with Carson Wentz.
Look,
continue
they
to improve.
They could still win those games, but the Titans could easily be – I mean, they could be this even with Derrick Henry, but without him, they could easily be 6-4. And you look up, and the Colts are, 5-5, easily a game. Those, that three-game lead and divisional sweep could evaporate quickly now. Oh, that's a killer. I feel, sometimes you never want to hear a guy get hurt, guys, but particularly this year, the way the Titans have started to play and the way Derrick Henry has been playing, it's just a heartbreaker. There's some heartbreakers. This is a heartbreaker. It's a killer.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRICEbikes.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
All right, guys, we're up to that portion of the show. Predictions. What's the prediction for this one, Key? Chiefs?
Tonight?
Giants, yes. Oh, you like the Giants in the upset? Wow, that's amazing. Jay, what about you? Who do you like, Key?
You stay speaking for me, don't you?
Yeah.
It's easy, man. Right. The Chiefs. It's a done deal. They got to get back on track. They put up 3 points the last time we saw them.
I would say the Chiefs win, but I actually think it's going to be somewhat of a tight game.
Sure you do.
Well, I do too,
actually.
I do, based upon seeing what the Chiefs have done defensively.
I bet you won't put no real money on
the last several. I always put real money, actually, on a key.
I'm talking about real money.
You're
going
to challenge me on that. I've been trying to put real.
Yeah,
I've been trying to put your chest out there.
Then he has a 500. I got 500 on the Chiefs.
I got 500. They don't cover. Bet.
Yeah. No, I'm not. We ain't doing all that cover.
What do you mean?
I just said I had the Chiefs winning, but I think it's going to be close.
You. Yeah. Okay. You playing that Vegas game?
What? It's called betting.
I thought you. You ain't no real Giant fan. You ain't no real Giant fan.
No, I ain't taking them straight up. No.
No, you ain't no damn fool is what you should have said.
Yeah, fair.
I wasn't born yesterday. I was born just not yesterday.
Not easy money.
Yeah, you see how I was going to get you? Talk loud to you, make you mad, aggressive.
You ain't going
to
say it with your chest. Give me the pound it.
Yeah.
I agree with you, Jay. I think it's going to be a game, but I think the Chiefs have too much on the line to lose, and the Giants are just a losing franchise. In the second half of Jerry Reese's tenure and now with Gettleman, they're a losing franchise.
What's the point spread?
They lose. They can compete and lose games.
What's the point spread, Jay?
I'll tell you right now. Hold on. I think it's
well, you just said cover.
Well, because I thought I saw, but give me a
In
second,
other words,
man.
It's going to be a competitive game.
No, I'm not talking to you. I'm talking
Chiefs
to you.
Minus I don't need to be spoken to speak.
I'm trying to get some money.
Chiefs
Calm
minus
down,
10
man.
And a half. Minus 10 and a half.
10 and a half, so you, Key.
So you want that?
I'll take it.
You're going to give them 10 and a half points?
Yeah, I'm taking the Chiefs 500. They get ready to blow the doors off these dudes.
500.
10 and a half
Great.
Points
when
in
do you
the
get,
NFL.
When do you get back to New York?
Don't worry about all that.
I'm
going to
want it in cash. I don't want Venmo.
I want mine on the show.
Yes. Deliver it to me.
So this is an official $500 bet.
In your duffel bag.
You can't.
Duke duffel bag.
It's $5 bills in a duffel. That ain't going to look right.
Duke duffel bag.
He wants 100 fives in a Duke duffel bag.
Yeah. in that same envelope that you saved from your recruiting days.
I have no idea.
It's going to be so funny when it's like, should they go for it? Nah, they just kicked the field goal or vice versa, and one of you two's out 500.
Oh, I'm going to win.
You want to put some on it?
Nope.
Max, get in on this, Max.
I'm not betting money on that game.
As my homeboys would say, in the barbershop, you want to put some on it, Big Mouth?
Nope. I'm not putting money on the games. Nope.
The price is right, $1. Yeah.
That's right. I'll put $4 on it.
$4.35. That's how you do your sports gambling bets.
I think 10.5 is look, the Chiefs will be supremely motivated. But I did notice.
Blow the doors off.
Let me ask you something for real.
The Chiefs barely cover.
Wait. Okay. I want
to cover like two games.
I want to know some real football analysis. For real, Key. Why were they? It's not the fact that they gave up a bunch of points. Whatever. They do that. How come they only scored 3 points against a team that's giving up 30 plus to other teams against the Titans?
Sometimes it's a matchup. Remember, 2 years ago, they was in the AFC Championship game against these dudes. So. Sometimes it's just a matchup problems. Maybe it was a matchup problem. But I don't. Who gonna cover Tyreek Hill on the Giants?
Who's ever gonna cover Tyreek Hill?
Who's covering him on Tennessee?
But that's the matchup. The matchup problem. The matchup problem. As bad as Kansas City's defense, where they gonna get their points from?
And the Giants don't have Saquon, so they're running.
Yeah, where they gonna get the
affected.
Points from?
Yep.
I get what Lewis Riddick's talking about. Tony. Kadarius Toney, the rookie out of Florida. I get that. They ain't used him at all this year. So what make you think all of a sudden they going to unleash him on Monday night?
No, I think they will, Key, because they don't have a choice. No Saquon, no Galladay. They're going to have to go crazy with Toney and Daniel
Jones. You want
250?
Is that what you're saying?
I just think at times the Giants have this proclivity to make games ugly.
Yeah.
They make games ugly and mucky.
Yeah.
That's what they do.
Like, yeah, the Giants are the kind of team where they could have easily won that game, but they didn't. They could have easily – that's the type of game that it could turn out to be, right? Like,
and
well, they could have, should have, would have.
Defense has gotten better. I just want to see what – yeah, and you can talk me into more now.
That nickel going to go good.
I'll get into this at our dinner next week.
That nickel going to go good.
You might as well wear your
someone's gonna be
Halloween
out 500
costume.
On this
Loser
show.
You got to wear their Halloween costume and pay the bet.
I already told you what my Halloween costume is.
To put $500 on a bet,
and not the
so
football
quick.
Player.
No, because Kiwi trying to punk. He ain't going to run nobody over.
I'm not saying. See, you the one always trying to use the words punk and bully. I ain't saying nothing.
I'm just talking about your tone,
which you use to express your bets. 10 and a half points, you want that. You said, yes, I said 500. Deal is a deal. It's on national radio. Everybody here.
Yeah,
I need that.
I had to talk you into it because at first you were trying to get me on straight
up. You didn't talk me into nothing.
888-SAY-ESPN. Who's going to win this bet? Hit us up on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. You have 2 minutes. 2 minutes.
Call in. Add to the bet.
To call in to see. By the way, we asked you on at Key J and Max who the best one-loss team is in the NFL, the Packers, Cardinals, Rams, or Cowboys. The winner of the poll was the Rams, 37% of the vote. I think that's right. I like the Rams, and what it comes down to for me is McVay. He was able to get to the Super Bowl with Jared Goff. Yeah. Now he's got Stafford, Key.
Yeah, I don't really care, Key. I want my $500 in singles, Key.
I like the Rams, but I understand there's a lot of Cowboy hate out there, too, so I kind of balance it out. And as far as your singles and ones and all that, Jay?
Singles,
I'm going to give it to you in pennies.
Crisp. You could do that, too. That's cool. It's all cash in my pocket.
A lot of pennies.
I'll carry it. I'll bring a duffel bag to carry
50,000 pennies. Actually, that kind of sounds good. I want 50,000 pennies.
Hey, Molly Karam just walked in. She'll get in on a bet with me.
After I get that Finn Hunted from you, you're gonna be just like Cole Beasley. You're going to get rid of Twitter.
I ain't getting rid of it.
Because they're going to be murdering you on Twitter.
That article.
Oh, I saw it. I'm just saying. You're going to be like him. You're going to get rid of it because they're going to be coming at you. Foolishness.
See, foolishness.
Now, what if you lose the bet, Key? What if the Giants beat the spread?
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's going to be celebration.
If was a fifth, what if, right?
You won't even entertain the possibility.
It's not a chance. It's not going to happen. I understand what you want to celebrate.
No way in hell,
Keyshawn. It ain't going to happen.
That's it. No way in hell they beat the spread.
Even if Eric Bieniemy had to go play running back for the Chiefs and suit up, the Giants ain't going to beat them.
Let it be a Hail Mary by Daniel Jones.
Travis Kelce
like
and Tyreek Hill may go crazy right now.
Andy Reid at left tackle ain't going to happen.
Or they may not.
Giants need to get some kind of pass rush going or it's going to be curtains.
We got pass rush going versus the Panthers.
In the middle. Yep, okay, they get a little push in the middle.
Patrick Mahomes versus Sam Darnold. Ain't that something? Just compared him to Sammy Darnold.
They don't have edge rushers, but they do have guys who can collapse the pocket a little something.
Patrick Mahomes to Sam Darnold. That's what you said. I heard you.
How?
What are you talking about?
Because you said they played the Carolina Panthers in the pass rush, blah, blah, blah.
I'm comparing O-lines. I'm not comparing quarterbacks.
Nope.
Stop trying to be slick with that mouth of yours, Keyshawn.
Who will owe whom $500? That's 50,000
pennies
that Key said he would give to that Jay says he wants his money
only in. He would do that math.
Chris Singles.
Key doesn't care about the denominations, I don't think. Don't miss it. Greeny is next on ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.